So he's walking. Not only walking, he's dancing on the way to Dwarka. He's so happy. He's so jubilant. And he thinks, soon I should be seeing the Lord of my heart, my friend Sri Krishna. So he's swiftly moving, making good progress in the direction of Dwarka, chanting and dancing and singing and especially thinking, very intensely thinking of his Lord. Chintayan, chintayan. Yes, that's chintayan. Not chinta, that is anxiety. But chintan, that is remembrance. And thinking. Remembrance. Reflection. So he is busy with his chintan. Kathayanta chintayanto mam e janaha paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yoga kshem vahami. Ananya chintayan. He's not thinking of nothing else. Na anya, ananya. No one else. Ananya chintayanto mam. Only thinking of the Lord. He's proceeding towards Dwarka. Trini gulmani ati yaya. So now he's kind of outskirts of Dwarka. He's nearing, getting closer to Dwarka. So you could see the town, the city, the palaces, the effulgent town. But on the way, there are some security, the guards and companies. So three of them, he has managed to go through. Tisraha kakshasya. He also had to go through three different gateways, arches. And one and then some more distance walking, another one. And through that, another one. And it seems, as he was kind of well-known Brahmin, must be he was kind of talk of even Dwarka town. Oh, Lord Krishna's friend from Sudamapur, his Porbandar. They had been talking. So as they saw, they recognized some of the citizens. And they started guiding him. This way, this way, this way, this way. And that's how he was able to Vivesha Ekatamam Sriman. One of those 16,000 palaces. Griham Dviasta Sahasranam Dviasta. It's multiplied by two. 8 multiplied by 2. This is the way of in Sanskrit is like that. Dviasta. 8 multiplied by, you have to do a little calculation here. Not just sitting around doing nothing. Some homework, you have to think. So 16, sahasranam, 16,000 mahishanam griham. So as if these palaces are property of the queens. 16,000 queens palaces. He had been seeing, but now he entered one of them. I mean, he just entered the courtyard of one of them, and immediately, Brahmanandam gato yatha. Brahmanand. The topmost happiness, joy. He became blissed out just by entering the courtyard of one of those palaces. Tam vilokya achuto durat. And from distance, Lord Krishna knew, hey, who is that one? Priya pariyankamasthitaha. He was sitting on very special asan bed with his queen, and he noticed that there is someone there. And he recognized, oh, is that my friend? Oh, is that Sudama? Sahasautaya. So he quickly jumped, leaving the queen behind. He says, hey, what's happening? Hey, wait a minute. But not caring for anything else, he just rushed forward. He ran to Sudama, and Sudama was running towards his friend and the Lord. So in the middle somewhere they met. Dorbhyam parigrahita muda. They're both embracing each other, deep embrace. They stood like that, like a motionless. Spent quite some time. Their bodies are trembling. Prito vemunchan apabindun netrabhyam pushkare ekshanaha. From the lotus-eyed Lord, from his lotus-like eyes, the tears gliding like drops of some pearls are dropping from his eyes. And they're falling on the body of his friend Sudama, as if Lord is washing, doing abhishek of his friend with those tears coming from his eyes, own eyes. And Sudama is also shedding tears, Anandashru, and he's also bathing the Lord. Atha upavesha paryanke. After quite some time, they came to external consciousness, and Krishna, Dwarkadish, brought him in. Please come, please come. And made him to sit pariyanke swayam, on the same seat, asan, the throne that he was sitting with the goddess of fortune Rukmini. Now in the place of Rukmini, his friend Sudama was sitting, and he was not sitting. The whole asan was just for Sudama. I can't share. This is for a Brahmin. He is my worshipable deity. Lord Sri Krishna is Brahmanya Dev. So only Sudama is sitting in that asan. And the next thing is, Pado. Lord is washing the feet of his Brahmin, of his friend, Brahmin friend Sudama. Oh, you traveled. All day you had been traveling in the hot sun. Look, you don't even have shoes. Without shoes you traveled. Oh, and he's pouring the cool water mixed with sandal and rose petals. He's pouring with one hand and also washing, massaging his feet at the same time. And the next thing Lord is doing, he takes some of that water towards the end of the bathing ceremony. Agrahita shirasha rajam bhagavan loka pavanaha. Lord who purifies the whole existence, whole universe, that Lord wishes to purify himself with the water that has been used, bathe lotus feet of this Brahmin. Vyalim pada divya gandhena chandana aguru kumkumai. The chandan lepan. We also offer this to Prabhupada, chandan. We had these opportunities. The time of Guru Puja would offer first garland and then chandan. This poor soul also had many opportunities. And Prabhupada would say, here, especially he would say, here, we had to, if Chandan was not applied here, he would point out, here, he told me also several times. And the special cooling effect when Chandan is applied here, more than being it here, which could act like a decoration maybe. Yeah, it's fine. But it has to be applied here. So Lord Sri Krishna is Chandan Agaru Kumkumai Nendhupai Pradipavali. And the full arti is offering. Architva. Whole archana is doing. Swagatam. Swagatam Sudama. Suswagatam. Suswagatam. Suswagatam Sudama. You are welcome, your most welcome guest, Sudama. I welcome you. Swagatam. He said, Lord Krishna, Swagatam. Kuchailam Malinam Kshamam. His emaciated body. Lord Sri Krishna could see the veins all over his body. But hey, Rukmini, don't you see it is pretty hot? Take that chamara. Please fan. Devi Pariyacharat Sakshat. So to begin with, he was engaged in service of this Brahman, and he's described. He doesn't have any proper clothes. There are torn clothes, but he has become object of worship. He was serving, and his order. Yes, Rukmini, please fan him. Please fan my friend. Antapura jano drishtva krishnena amalakirtina. Vismita abhut pritya avadhutam sabhajitam. And the inmates of that palace, other maid servants and other residents, assistants, they are kind of looking from inside and they're wondering, hey, look, did you see? What is our Lord doing? Krishna Amala Kirtina Rukmini Dwarka Dhisha Kijai. They are just surprised. They had seen nothing like this ever before. They are just amazed. And they are thinking, Kimanena Kratam Punyam Avadhutena Bhikshuna. He looked just like a beggar. But he must have performed lots of pious activities and chanted lots of mantras and given in charities and what not. Otherwise, done lots of pilgrimage. Otherwise, how is it possible to have him this exalted position and honor that our Lord Shriya Hinena. Yes, he's a poor fellow. Garhitena. He seems condemned to us. Seems very low class. But look, our Lord is serving that Brahmin. Sambhramat Sambhrataha. With all awe and reverence. Triloka Guruna. Our Dwarkadhish is Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum. He is a guru of the whole world, the master of the whole world. Srinivasena. He is a Nivas, he is a residence of Sri. Srinivas. He is Srinivas. But he is worshipping this Brahman Avadhut. Kimanena kritam punyam. Oh, what kind of pious deeds he must have performed. So they're all wondering the good fortune of this Sudama Brahman. Katayan chakrurgatha purva gurukule gurukule sato atmano lalita rajan karo graihya parasparam. So after that welcoming ceremony was kind of ending, then Dwarkadish Sri Krishna by himself and him and Sudama, they are sitting and they are reminded of their Gurukul days. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Guror Hitam. While they are serving Sandipani Muni in that ashram, here they are serving also. Huh? I don't see. Krishna and Sudama, they are talking. So they are remembering their Gurukul school days when they were kulis of their guru. Gurukul, Gurukuli, kulis of their guru. Dasavat, you have to be like a das of your guru, menial servant. So they were like that, very ideal students and best friends. And they want to remember, I think, those good old days. And then Krishna, hey, Sudama, do you remember that day? Which day are you talking about? Oh, you know, that day. Guru Daraischa, or Guru Patni, the wife of our Guru Maharaj, Sandipani Muni. She sent us to the forest to get some firewood for cooking. There was going to be a big festival, so lots of firewood was required. And she said, hey, boys, you, Sudama and Krishna, go now. Go get some firewood. Well, we went. Oh, of course I remember. How could I forget? Oh, that day, unforgettable. Pravistana maha aranya. As we entered that day in that forest, the thick forest, and suddenly, you know, the unseasonal, the rains started that day. Vatavarsham abhutivram. The wind started blowing and it was heavily raining. And stanayan stanayat navaha, and thundering thunderbolts. And soon suryastam gatastavat tamasacha vratadishaha. The sunset, total darkness. Nimnam kulam jalamayam. Wherever we were trying to go, it was water flooded everywhere. Disho bindato atha parasparam. And we lost the direction. We were lost. And all that we had was parasparam, you and me. I had you, you had me. Just two of us. We had nothing, no one else to turn to. Grahita hastaha. We were holding hand of each other. Paribhramita matura. We wandered here and there, anxiously waiting for some help. Help, help, help. So we spent the whole night in the forest. The next morning, etad viditva udite rabo sandipani guruhu. As he found out, hey, Sudama and Krishna, they did not return last night. Where are they? And immediately Sandipani Muni, our Guru Maharaj, rushed to the forest looking for us. Anvishamano Nasishan Apashan Aturan. He was very, very anxious to find us, and he was calling out, "Hey, Sudama! Krishna!" He's calling out names. And finally, we met. He found us. Aho he putraka. And you remember he said, our Guru Maharaj said, "Dear disciples, yuyam asmadarthe ati dukhita. Oh, because of me, you had to undergo all this inconvenience. Atma vai praninam prestas anadratya matparaha." To everyone, his body is so dear and wants to keep always in comfortable situation. But you disregarded anadratya and you just cared for the service that was given to you. As soon as some wind, some thunder, some lightning, you could have rushed back to ashram, but you did not do so because you were busy collecting firewood and you had not collected enough firewood, so you stayed stuck to your services. You did not care for your body's inconvenience. Etad dhisa shishyo kartavyam guru nishkritam. Oh, this is the way. You know, this is the way the disciples try to repay the debt. They are indebted, so they try to repay the debt to their spiritual master. What you have done, yes, this is ideal disciple. He does perform, undertake risks for the spiritual master, inconvenience for the spiritual master. Yad vai vishuddha bhavena sarvartha atmanam guruho. And the disciple also surrenders everything. His wealth, everything in his possession. He offers that in service of his guru. Tushto aham, I'm satisfied. Krishna, and his Sandipani Muni is holding these two disciples like his own children. And I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with both of you. Dvijasrestha satya santu manoratha. All your wishes be fulfilled. He's giving benediction like that. Chandansi ayatayamani bhavantu iha paratracha. And whatever chandas, the Vedas, the Puranas, the Shastras and different arts which you have learnt, may you never forget them. May you always remember, may that knowledge be your property forever. I bless you. And this is in this life, the next life also. Ittam, Krishna says, ittam vidhanani anekani vasatam guru veshma. And this is but just one memory, you know, I just was sharing with you. So many memories, so many of them. And they spend more time talking. Krishna is talking, then Sudama takes turn, then Krishna's turn, Sudama. They spend so much time talking about their Gurukul days. Guror anugraheneiva puman purunaha prashantaye. And this disciple, Sri Krishna, is sharing his realization. He says, Guror anugraheneiva, only with the benediction of the Guru, the spiritual master, puman, the humans, people, disciples, purnaha prashantaye, they are fully satisfied and they become fully peaceful. and complete. This is the result of the anugraha, the benediction of the spiritual master. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado Yasya prasadam nagati utopi. So when Guru is satisfied, the Lord is satisfied.